What's going on, everybody? David Webb here with another episode of Video Game Bang Live. That is right, we are back, we are live, and we are so excited to be here that we are bringing you an extra long show this week. Corey Vincent is still on hiatus, so it's just the three amigos with myself, Sir Aaron Carter, and Stephen Gutierrez. We're going to be bringing you some video game news, of course, but we're also going to be talking about Daredevil Season 2, Fantastic Four crossover possibilities, and we're going to be talking about 15 out of the most 30 anticipated games of 2015. If you missed this week's episode live, then you need to go over to twitch.tv/videogame_bang and subscribe to us. That way, every week, Saturday night, you can be there talking to us over chat and be a part of the show. You can also find us over on Twitter at @VideoGameBang, and we're going to be periscoping before every episode so you could get behind-the-scenes sneak peek. You can find us on NerdReactor.com, YouTube.com/TheVideoGameBang, Facebook.com/VideoGameBangBang, and support us on Patreon at Patreon.com/VideoGameBang. That's all I got for you, so make sure you sit back and listen to this week's episode of
Video Game Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang, your weekly source for all things video game, featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
You get shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong, the guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
Oh my gosh.
That was the longest pause.
Oh my gosh. Welcome to the VGB Live weekend show, everybody. Brought to you by Aaron Carter right now. Because this is the... This is some BS is going on.
My God, man,
that was the longest intro. So we let's do it. Yeah, VGB Weekend Bang Live on NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? I'm Sir Aaron Carter, the host with the most right now, because we have no audio in our ears. If you're listening to us, it's hard to see the visual. But if you're watching us right now, of course, it's very easy to see the visual. We all have headphones on, but we're not listening to ourselves
and the noise
anymore. It's very just silence. It's like,
I'm listening.
Well, at least I'm one silent. Is listening. You heard his voice, the real David Webb.
What's going on, everybody?
And we are going through our second, of course, iteration of studio, you know, where now we have cameras here. And so you can see the other person in the room, Stephen Gutierrez, everybody.
What up?
It's been a while since we've done a traditional weekend bang VGB live / whatever you want to call it, you know. And I felt like we needed to bring that back. The fans wanted that back. They wanted that old, you know.
Rock and roll.
Yeah, that good old-fashioned rock and roll. So I had to. Today I had some plans. I was going to go out, watch the movie Dope.
That's dope.
Yeah, that's dope.
Where did you actually go see it? Or?
Plans fell through, so I spent most of the day writing notes for the show.
He just closed it.
Wow.
Sorry.
We just did our shooting for the power-up box yesterday, so expect that video out sometime this week. I'm going to be editing like crazy. We still have a couple of videos for the YouTube channel still in the works. Mr. Webb is editing those as we speak, right?
Yes.
He's like, no.
No, I'm not.
He's playing
Galaga.
that
we didn't see it.
That we didn't see him.
And then if you haven't checked out our show already, we did one earlier this week where we discussed in detail the giant pile of crap that is Destiny.
Yeah.
And why people still shovel it in their mouth. Why, people?
David, just let it go. Brett.
I did. It's gone. I played Call of Duty today.
Not in this house.
I don't think it's that gone.
Oh no, it's not that gone.
I don't think it's that gone. As always, though, everybody, the extra member of our crew here on the VGB Live, the chat room. How you guys doing out there, chat room? They'll be giving out their little 2 cents to everything that we talk about during the show. Of course, if you haven't joined us before on VGB Live, we do this every weekend. Come to the chat room on Twitch. Video Game Bang is the name. Find us. Give us a follow, like, subscribe, do all that type of stuff so we can you know, interact with you. We like to
subscribe.
The other things that we do, of course, are the Nerd Reactor articles. Go on there and check those out. We have cool ones weekly, each by our writers and their writers who are awesome as well. And I think that's all the stuff. Patreon.com. I forgot about that. Go to Patreon.com. Become a patron of the Video Game Bang. And help us help you help us help you. And it's the best way to, you know, to do. We have to do some name shout-outs. We haven't done that in
We haven't done it in a hot minute.
And actually, I think since it's almost end of the month, we're going to have to go and do that one for the next show, aren't we?
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. Yeah, that's cool. That is cool.
I never got my haiku poem, just saying.
That's pretty sure Corey. I think Corey's on to that one.
Yeah. I think we're exempt from that, aren't we? Because I haven't gotten anything.
My money's not good enough
for
you, Corey.
Corey, as you can see, is absent again for the, what, second time in a row?
100th.
I don't know. We've been on a roll so far this
week. We have. 2 weeks. We have. Haven't skipped a beat, which is crazy. But what I'd like
special
to...
Special cases.
A special cases join the room. But yeah. What I like to think is, you know, the VGB endures through all. It just goes through every single one.
So is this like a bad breakup between you and Corey right now?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it.
And then we're like the kids in the middle of it, of the separation.
We're on a break.
Do we have to choose sides?
We're on a break. Corey doesn't live at home anymore. Let's put it that way. And we'll see who gets custody. We'll see who gets custody.
I'm going to whoever gets me the best presents. So yeah, I'm just putting that out there right now.
You're going to Corey because
sweet
you're not
double Christmases.
What's that from? That's from a movie or something. I don't remember what it was, but yeah.
Ah, shit. Wait, isn't that Talladega Nights, the kids?
Yes, that's what it is. Two Christmases, yeah!
Never really got into the Tala or the Dega or the Nights.
That's terrible,
How
man.
Can
that's
you not?
Like,
you have to ride with the fears.
You know why? Because I spend most of my time...
masturbating?
That. A lot of that. Yeah. Just jerking it. Is that what the kids call it nowadays?
No, nobody calls it that.
All right, then let's do some banging around the web. Then
banging around the web.
You're definitely going to your father's house.
He's old. That's terrible.
So does that mean you're the mother?
Two fathers. Didn't you just see the?
Yeah.
Didn't you just see? Geez.
Marriage equality, bitch.
What a dick. What a dick.
David Webb. So he doesn't keep up with current events.
So you hear it here first, everybody. David Webb hates the gays. And
wow.
First story.
Not even like a chance to defend myself. No, right into
you hate the gays.
First story on banging around the web, everybody. The Punisher, reportedly the villain in Daredevil Season 2. So we heard quite a while back that Barenthal, John... from The Walking Dead and from...
His name was Burton Hammer.
What else was he in? He was in that war movie with Brad Pitt.
Fury.
Yeah. Anything else? Anything reputable?
Reputable.
Okay. We heard that he was announced that he was going to be the Punisher in the upcoming season of Daredevil Season 2.
Did he sleep with Daredevil's girlfriend?
Rosario Dawson?
And then Daredevil has to like stab him in the chest.
But would Daredevil see him sleeping? With the girlfriend?
Yeah,
would
they, he just they smell would just, it? They just, would just be on fire.
He would just smell
your
it
penis
all of a sudden.
Smells like my girlfriend's vagina.
Yeah, I think he'd just smell it. So Barenthal is going to be the Punisher, which I think is an awesome casting for him anyway.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
One immediate query sprung out from the announcement whether or not he would be a friend or enemy whenever it was announced. The dark brooding anti-hero is somewhat of a different approach to tackling crime in comparison to Mr. Matt Murdock.
Meaning bullet to the brain.
Yeah, exactly, where he just kills people. You know, with no problem.
So, hey, you're a bad guy, right? Okay.
So, a lot of people are thinking maybe in this next season, that's what it's going for. Like, the whole season is going to be wrapped around the tug of war between the city's justice of this is how Matt Murdock.
What is justice?
Yeah, this is how Matt Murdock solves crimes and deals with,
you
know.
And this is how the Punisher.
And this is,
punishes
people. This is the Punisher does it.
By death.
David, what would you like to see it as? Would you like to see a team-up or more of a antagonist, protagonist, you know, anti-hero type of story?
I would like to see a team-up.
Really?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure there's going to be it. He's going to probably be foe
I think
for like half the season, and then like the Kingpin's going to come out somewhere. And
It's gonna be like the Batman vs Superman movie. They're gonna be foes, and then they're gonna realize the only way that they could save Hell's Kitchen is if they work together as a team. And then Barney's gonna come out singing.
And then they're gonna get like a cyborg, a guy from the sea.
They better not. Awesome. They better not flood it. I promise you, Amazonian They better not flood it. Like, I don't want any of that in Marvel. Marvel does it right. Obsolete in the chat room says, first fight, then team up.
There you go.
Yeah, of course.
I'd be okay with that.
But then who do they team up against?
Wait, is Punisher like good, like martial artist, or is he just like a brawler?
He's a brawler. He can take He can take a lot of punches and a lot of damage. Like
classically trained.
He's military trained.
Okay.
So he's got that down.
So he can fight. He's just not
He can definitely fight. Like, No, he's not going to be, he'll probably be getting like beat up, but he'll take the punches. He's like Daredevil, how Daredevil can take the punches. Right. He can do the same thing. I would like to see like the last maybe two episodes them team up.
Yeah, I think it probably should be like in the middle they meet.
Yeah.
And then it's like what, probably get one fight right there. Like a quick one to tease the crowd.
Yeah.
And then, like, you get your next big fight, like, within the next couple episodes. And then the last two is like, oh, shit, we need to work together to.
And so, since we know Statham already backed out of being Bullseye, I'm guessing Bullseye is probably going to be the main.
Who knows? They could have switched it on you. They could have been like, well, that didn't work out. Let's flip it and make this other hero. Because think about it, Bullseye's. Bullseye's what, an assassin? So you can kind of change his character with any other assassin type-esque villain, and it's like you'll be fine. So
I would really want to see at least somewhere in there kind of a nod to the other things that are coming out. You know, because I saw Obsolete put in there, then bring in Iron Fist. Some type of nod towards his eventual coming in, because, you know, they're going to do Iron Fist, Luke Cage, and Jessica Jones. I would want to see somewhere in the season, like, hey, you know, Jessica Jones riding the background on her motorcycle, and you didn't see it or something like that. And like, Easter did you catch that dancing bay in the background? Yeah, something like that. That'd be kind of cool.
Did you catch
that'd be kind of bear? I think that'd be kind of cool, because Marvel right now, to me, they're on it. I'm actually about to start watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. again.
Yeah,
season two's a lot better than season one. Season two started out really good. Way better than
started out really good. I did almost lose me when it started getting really slow. The plot progression got really slow for a couple episodes.
Well, see, the thing is,
it depends on the episodes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was just a couple of them, and then it picked right back up.
That's what dipped me in for a while too. The slowness, and I was just like, all right, it looks like it's gonna go. But then, who wrote the article about
Eddie
Vaynerchuk?
Yeah, you're talking about anything Marvel's.
Yeah,
the new Warriors
of S.H.I.E.L.D.
He wrote that the Secret Warriors. Yeah. I had to Google them because I didn't know what that was. That's an awesome team. That's an X-Men team type of thing going on there. And I
saw the season two finale, and I didn't even like put two and two together. Because, like you, I didn't even know who the Secret Warriors were. And then, but I knew there was something going on, because at the I don't know. Have you guys seen the season two finale?
No, I have not. I have not.
You have. Okay, so you know what I'm talking about. He hands her the folder, and it's like, I'm like, there's something going on. What's that? There's something significant.
Okay, so I'll go pick it up.
I read something, too, that they're hinting at a certain group that I guess Nick Fury trains.
Well, yeah, that's the secret. What they are. Yeah, it's secret warriors.
Oh, I thought you were talking about. I kind of was looking
because,
at the chat.
No, because in the comics, Stacey Johnson is Fury's protege.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's Quake,
But she goes and recruits people, too. It's not just Fury. She goes and recruits those secrets. Yeah, so and they're all like superpowered beings.
If they go
beings.
Into that, that'd be an easy way to just like erase the team of non-superpowered
people. This is what's weird, though. Like, you got that team that's coming out. Right? Then you have Marvel planning the Defenders as well.
Okay.
That's another group of teams. So that's the like 10 people already. They should have waited for Civil War.
Yeah.
And you would have got a lot more superheroes and supervillains and all that type of stuff
yeah.
in this whole war back and forth.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm curious to know where Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.'s going to go with the Inhumans, because they just introduced them.
And it's not coming out till 2018.
Yeah, so what's going to happen?
I don't know. That's going to be a difficult one.
It is going to be a difficult
over
one.
Yeah.
3 years, how are you going to map that out?
Unless that's what the Secret Warriors are going to be mostly made up, because you've seen the last episode, so you know what happens.
Yes.
So that could lay the groundwork.
But then again, of course, too, the Marvel universes, or the cinematic universe, is a lot different, so they may just go with enhance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I see what you're saying,
type of thing.
And so, they're really, they can go, like, they can mention something to you, and then just be like, I don't know, Daisy Johnson. And then you never hear the name again for, like, 2 years. And then all of a sudden, it's like, wait a minute, she was, and then, like, everything starts connecting together. Yeah. Marvel does that a lot. So it could be, like, we don't hear about Inhumans for 3 years.
Yeah,
it's like, wait a minute, like, it all started back in 2-3 years ago on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
So, like, they'll probably give you a couple throughout this next 3 seasons.
Right.
Special cases.
They'll give you
just as hey, don't forget about the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Special cases, specifications set in chat says Sony needs to do all this stuff and branch out with the other X-Men related properties, X-Force, X-Factor, etc. I guess Deadpool counts as well. Special cases, just to answer that,
it's Fox.
It's definitely Fox that owns all that. But yeah.
I'm still following you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not to correct him. I think they need to release that.
Because
they're going to do X-Factor as bad as they do X-Men, in my opinion.
With Marvel not owning those, is they take too many liberties of their own to change the stories.
Yeah.
They have so much source material from the comics, obviously.
Hence that rumor of Fantastic Four and X-Men having a joint movie.
Yeah.
A joint movie?
Yeah. So it's just a rumor right now. But it's X-Men and Fantastic Four. It actually goes right into the next Bang Around the Web part. X-Men and Fantastic Four crossover rumored for 2018. Of the many release dates, Fox has penciled into the cinema calendar the untitled X-Men movie scheduled for July 13th, 2018, has set tongues wagging with speculation. Now, according to the report from Latino Review, which
is a credible source.
Just the gospel.
Go Latinos.
This date has been reserved for a massive super tete-a-tete. I don't know what that means. The oft-rumored X-Men / Fantastic Four crossover. The site sources claims that Fox is eyeing up the summer slot should this year's Fantastic Four reboot prove to be a success. There's little concern over whether or not the mutants carrying enough heft to warrant a superhero splice, considering the financial and critical success of the last two First Class and Days of Future Past X-Men movies. With X-Men... Apocalypse aiming to further Fox's reboot of the franchise, depending on whether the story ends, it could sync up with Cosmic Quartet nicely. I don't like that idea at all.
I really don't. I don't think they should merge them.
So,
it's to me, the movies seem two separate universes altogether. So if they take the movie universes that they have now that they're trying to establish, or, I mean, X-Men's already been kind of established, we'll say, and try to fuse it with this Fantastic Four that they're doing now, it kind of, because that Fantastic Four seems darker than the X-Men.
It does.
This new one, does look a little darker.
Would you try to mix these universes that don't even seem like they're together?
Because they don't know, they don't think about that.
They think about the cash.
They're thinking about the cash, and they're saying, hey, X-Men is successful. Fantastic Four is bound to be successful. Let's just mesh them together and have a super successful. Then we can all be rich.
We could all live happily ever
after. That's like saying, you know, hamburgers are successful. Pizza is successful. Let's put them together.
They have. Cheeseburger pizza.
And that's what's disgusting.
Hashtag America.
Those things are disgusting.
No, that thing at Carl's Jr. that's labeled America Burger.
The all-American burger?
Yeah.
That
does look...
If you want to throw up, get that burger.
If you ate, like, poison and you need to throw up immediately, go to Carl's Jr.
It's not even good. microwaved hot dog. Like that's
sad.
Microwave hot dogs are, you know, not the best thing in the world. But I'd rather have a regular microwave hot dog from a store or something than Carl's Jr. It's disgusting.
So E3, of course, just passed everybody, and all the big titles clearly outshadowed any of the little small ones. Yeah, they outshattered and outshadowed the little small ones that, you know, may have slipped through the cracks and stuff like that. We didn't get to see a lot of them because everybody was too busy talking about Fallout 4, which that's all that mattered.
Fallout 4, mic drop. Have a good E3.
Former Duke Nukem Forever developers have a new top-down game in the works, though.
Gearbox?
No. Former Duke Nukem. Yeah. I think they were under that. Gearbox was the publisher, I think, for that, weren't they? I'd have to Google that because I don't know if they actually developed it.
I don't know. It was a shitty game either way.
Yeah, it really didn't matter. Webb, you working on that link on the bottom of the notes? Because that is actual footage for our fans out there to watch the new game that's in the works.
There it is.
So you may know the 3D Realms as a studio behind Duke Nukem Forever, a game in development. But the developer is hoping to win back some goodwill with the upcoming game Bombshell. Shelley Bombshell Harrison is the game's heroine.
That's her name?
Her name is Bombshell, yes.
That's kind of awesome, actually.
Shelley Bombshell Harrison is the game's heroine, a bomb defusal expert, and a mercenary who just happens to have a robotic arm and a pistol that shoots 3 bullets at a time. Ooh, right? Three bullets at a time.
You can tell that's freaking Borderlands.
They've done that since Perfect Dark. There's a gun called the MagSec.
I think they did that since Alone in the Dark.
No.
Because there's Perfect a triple Dark. Barrel shotgun in Alone in the Dark.
Well.
And I was like...
Not much has been revealed about the game's plot, but we do know that she uses a pistol to shoot cyborg aliens in the face. In other words...
Shoot aliens in the face.
Other than lack of gratuitous nudity and swearing... the tone hasn't changed a lot since the days of 3D Realms Duke Nukem games. I was going to ask, how do you guys feel about these top-down games that are like shooters? So it's the style or look of...
They don't last to me. Like they get boring. Like it's, we'll play this for like a second. And then I don't care.
Did you buy Diablo?
The best one is I made a game with zombies in it.
Yes.
Because of the soundtrack. And that, to me, that seemed like it started it all. And everything else was just kind of lame. And the Black Ops one was all right.
Did we even play that one?
For like a split second, and then we kind of just, you know, whatever. But it was an added-on extra game anyway. They didn't even really care if it...
truly, yeah. It was just kind of...
their other game was fine. It was just an add-on.
What about you, Webb? Do you frequent the top-down games?
No.
Can't stand the camera angle?
No. I've tried, Dragon Age Inquisition. That's somewhat of a top-down.
That's nowhere near top-down.
David, they're trying to figure out what your last name is in the chat.
I know. They're trying to... Because somebody said you relate to anybody with a last name. No, I'm not.
Titus. Christopher Titus.
It's Titus.
No.
It's like, you don't know me.
Okay. Hang on. I'm trying to get the video working, so I'm only half listening to you guys. Top down, no. I don't. Dragon Age Inquisition is as
Jerry
close to top
your
down
as name is Morgan Webb.
And I said, that's it. Good guess. It's not.
Obsolete says top down, fun in small doses. Burn Zombie Burn was fun.
I played like a second.
Never played that one.
I guess there's no video.
There's no video.
Yeah, same working on the vid.
No, there's no.
Oh,
there's,
just no?
No.
Okay.
So. Well, I don't know what's happening.
All right, so sorry. You guys can Google that.
The Webster gave up.
Bombshell cool. game. But it's good to see. I think I like to see developers try something different from what they're traditionally known for.
I can see, like, if it's like, it's a mobile game, whatever, top down view shooter.
So it's more acceptable as a mobile game than your console $60 game?
Because I'm not paying $60 for a top-down shooter. Let me tell you, that's to me, that's an arcade game.
What about Diablo, though? That's basically a top-down shooter.
Okay, yeah. But that's got more dimensions to it.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you added that
full RPG element.
If you added that stuff to the shooting, the gear, all that type of stuff, then, I mean, any way you slice it, you're pointing and shooting towards stuff. If you call it magic, you're still pointing and shooting towards stuff.
That's true, you get
still
a point.
Still a top-down shooter, no matter what you slice. If you add frosting on a cake, still a damn cake.
I don't like cake with frosting.
That's just weird.
It's wow. Disgusting. Well, because it's always like that. You know, let's not get into that. Right? Yeah. I know, right? Because we can have a whole show about
welcome
cake.
Welcome to the video cake hour.
That's maybe we'll do a VGB plus three and cake.
Wow.
Edition.
Because my brother plays a lot of Diablo. He plays a lot of it. And I watch him play and I'm like, it just looks like old Gauntlet
top down.
You know, more extra.
Because all the top-down shooter games that I'm thinking of is the one where it's like one stick controls the character.
Yes.
The other one is where you're shooting directions.
Isn't that basically what... Yeah. I mean, controls, I wouldn't say
so. It's
sell it as well, though.
But see, like, games like... what's that? Tomb Raider. Oh. Tomb Raider one is like that. And that one's actually fun because there's more dimensions to it. You know, you have the... adventure type, the puzzles, there's more to it. So that doesn't feel like a top-down shooter, but it is, if you think about it. I mean, it's the same concept. You got the top-down view, you got shooting. I think the controls are different, though. I don't remember if the controls are...
No, the controls are still the thumbstick to shoot,
but that one's got... that's why that one's so popular, I think. So if they come out with something similar, where it's got, you know... Like if you said, if it's Diablo-esque where you can find loot and better weapons and things like that, then it may be decent, but I wouldn't say charge $60 for it. I'd probably, especially if it's an established franchise, come out as an arcade game, man. Steam Greenlight or whatever, because those seem to be blowing up like tremendously. So do that, go that route before, establish yourself, and then maybe for a number two or something, go even bigger and charge higher.
Obsolete in chat said he'd play Gauntlet before he played Diablo.
There you go.
I liked Gauntlet. Gauntlet definitely.
Dark Legacy. That's the one.
Dark Legacy.
But we cheated in that because we were kids. Fun. We all of our names were 10,000K and we got 10,000K.
Wow.
So we like leveled up completely and got everything. I was a wizard and I had a dragon. That's why I got the wizard because I.
Obsolete also says he would play 60 for a top-down arcade machine.
Oh, like the whole physical arcade machine.
Yeah, because
I'd pay 60.
You'll find that for a. And he says no for a download.
Download?
Oh, yeah. A download.
Yeah, nobody's gonna pay 60 for a download one, right?
No.
But what you might pay 60 for is Super Mario Maker. Haven't heard too much news on that bad boy, right?
I watched the Nintendo Direct thing.
Super Mario Maker is supposed to come with 100 courses right out the box.
Already made? So it's got a Mario game as well as you can make your own Mario.
Yep.
Game.
Maker is about creating and sharing your own cool, weird, sadistic levels online, but it's also a fully fledged single player Mario game. Nintendo revealed on a promotional site that the upcoming Wii U game will have 100 courses pre-built and ready to play with no Mario making required. For reference, the original Super Mario Bros. Had 32 courses, so 100 should be enough to keep you busy for a while. You'll also have access to theoretical infinite number of courses once players' community starts uploading its own creations, but it sounds like Super Mario Maker will be worthwhile even if fans who are unable to connect online just don't.
That's cool. See, that's one reason Nintendo's awesome. I thought it was just going to be like a dev kit.
That's what I was under the impression the whole time as well.
Game I'd buy my nephew or play myself. But now that it's got its own campaign, I mean, it might not be that bad.
I wonder if, because you know it's going to get crazy with the people that actually make these levels. It's going to get stupid crazy with all the crap they're going to make, and I wonder if there's like a rating system as well built into it, so you can see, oh well, this map is bad, this map is good, and can people leave comments like, hey, stay away from this map. Yeah.
Do you really want to have that become, I mean, this would be a whole new level of trolling,
but it's, I mean, they did it for what is that, with the one with Sackboy on PS3?
Goddamn, what's that game? Little Big Planet.
They had a rating system on that, didn't they? For the levels that you wanted to download and stuff? I could swear, like, you can be like, oh, this one, it got, like, 5 stars or something like that. Yeah, it was a rating system. So, at least something like that.
Keep it as a rating system. Don't have comments. Nintendo, because you're going to have some 8-year-old, like, in tears because people are trolling his Mario levels.
Nintendo's good at that, though.
Yeah.
Nintendo's really good at...
cracking down on that?
Cracking down.
That's good.
Okay. You know how they have that Miiverse where anybody can draw whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I thought people were just going to draw dicks, like, all day. Like,
yeah.
And I have never seen one on there. At all. It's always like good. Really okay. Artistic pictures of Zelda or something, you know, like.
Yeah.
But yeah, so they're really good at looking after their consumers and keeping everything PG, because I think that's, you know, that's their audience that they target.
Yeah,
so
the kids.
Parents are like, oh my God, I bought this game for my son and somebody wrote the F word in the game everywhere.
Yeah.
So they're what about if this That's thing true. Takes off and this thing gets successful, the Mario Maker, do you think the next one will be SNES Mario?
No. Well, see, the thing with the Mario Maker, you can use any version.
So oh, it's all SNES, of them? Super I thought it was Mario just yeah. one.
World.
Wow.
Up to the new 3DS.
What about the characters, though?
Style. Yeah, it changes them on the fly like that.
That's awesome.
So, because I was watching That's the Nintendo awesome. Direct and he was like building and stuff. And he goes, so you can take your level.
Yeah.
And then you can put it in any game. What is it called?
Just like version of the
version,
game?
Version, yeah. He's like, you can put it in any. You want it to be a Super Mario 3 look? Boom. You want it to be world?
I like
flip
that.
What about 64? Like can you do Super Mario 3?
No, you're not.
I don't think you can do that. Switch from 2D. I think it's just the
2D. Just all of a sudden, boom, version. You're in this 3D world. That would be ridiculous. That one, though... we'll have to see, because you might get some copycats, maybe a Sonic. Maybe.
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean,
Sonic the whole Maker.
You make it, create it thing is kind of cool. I mean, it's personally not my type of game, because whenever I'm playing a game and they're like, make your own level, I'm like, I have no idea what I want to do. So it just sits there. But, well, yeah, I mean, you'll probably see some creative people. The people that made, what is it? Final Fantasy VII in Little Big Planet. They made the whole like first
wow.
level, and you can't fight anything. You just walk through.
Just walk
it.
Through the thing.
But it actually looks really good.
That's cool.
I can see them doing that with like Mario or something. But
yeah,
I mean, I doubt they'll be able to make it look like that because I think it's just the Nintendo sprite.
I just saw a video. Or I didn't even get to look at the whole video, but they put Mario inside the Unreal Engine. It looks so weird. Because like all these realistic graphics around him, and then you got Mario just in the real world. Germany. Yeah. And I was like, that is Plumber? The strangest type of thing. That's why you're never going to get this like live action, you know, real to life Mario game inside of Unreal Engine or something like that.
He pops out of like a manhole cover.
It's boop, a boop, me. Boop.
It's a me. Uh-oh.
The Mario.
Oh my gosh, that would be terrible. Yeah,
I think a
Sonic Maker wouldn't be too far fetched.
Sonic Maker would be pretty good.
Go through the different Sonics and
yeah,
and,
I make a Green Zone 1 or whatever.
Green Zone, yeah.
Every, a whole bunch people of green are just gonna zone make ones. Sonic 1 and 2 over.
It'd be cool.
Yeah, it's
well. What do you guys think? We've hit that 30-minute mark. What do you guys think about taking a break for our audio?
We can take a break for the audio. When we come back, we'll hit one more bang bite. And we have a 30 most anticipated games of 2015.
Ooh.
Yeah. We're going to see if I can ruin some of those anticipations for you guys. Because
spoiler alert, he can.
I'm just saying. I don't know.
So we'll be back with Aaron Ruins Your Dreams.
Yes.
Hour
stick minutes. Around to the Weekend Bang Video Game Bang Live. We'll be right back.
Hey, man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
And you're listening to the Video Game Bang, which sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
Hello, Super Aaron. Hello, Princess Cory. It's a me, Mario. Woohoo. Mamma mia. You guys, number one. Woohoo.
This is Janice Davis, author of Holder's Dominion, and you're listening to Video Game Bang with superstar, incredibly charming hosts.
Hi, this is Yaya Han, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Hey guys, I'm Ashley Birch, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Hi, this is Amber Goldfarb, the voice of Aveline de Grand Pré, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Hey, hier ist Boris Seicho bei Video Game Bang und ich bin der Komponist von Sunset Overdrive, das jetzt auf Xbox One erhältlich ist.
and I almost fell asleep twice.
I'm trying to think of which
one. Battleborn?
Battleborn is the...
Is it the Gearbox one? The
Gearbox MOBA. But don't let the
Is that the one that's like the chick with the weird squared sword blade thing? And the mushroom head guy, or is that two different?
Yes, no. You're thinking. No, wait.
There's Battle Cry, or
Battle Cry is the blood and guts one. That's like just the arena game.
Yeah,
versus
Battle
each
Born
other.
Is
Battle
like that.
Born is the.
There's like too many with animated. Battle in the name.
Then there's Battle Net.
Then there's Battle Toads.
There's Battle Toads. Welcome back to the Video Game Bang Live Weekend Bang.
Too much. Caucasian Overload.
We're just talking about some of the stuff when I was writing the news today. Are they banging around the web? But yeah, I saw a 30-minute video. It's supposed to be a MOBA by Gearbox, but it has apparently a story mode to it.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't feel like a MOBA whenever you're playing
what's
the story levels.
Story MOBA,
which is actually very correct because you kind of play the MOBA modes going through these levels, but in a story way.
How is that?
So
is it the same level? Each time?
I don't think it was. I think the level changes.
How many
and everything.
Levels?
And it wasn't like an enclosed level. Like, oh, this is an arena that you're in. This was like point A to point B going through a full-blown first-person shooter level. And like you went, you had an objective to do. Then you finished your objective. Then you went on and a new objective popped up for you to do, which was like escort this big tank thing through the thing, through the level.
Escort this thing.
Yeah.
That thing.
And then after that was done, you had a boss battle. A giant boss dropped down and you and your three other co-op people got to fight this boss. And there's a full-blown story about there's one star left in the universe. And you and your Battleborn people are trying to save it from whatever entity is trying to destroy it and take out all, you know, humanity or whatever, or anything. And they justify it well, because, like, I don't know if you guys play League of Legends, which you don't. But the world in League of Legends, all their characters, to me, don't seem like they fit together.
No.
Yeah.
It's just a random assortment of characters.
But apparently they do. They all have backstories that they all, you know, exist within the same. But I'm like, they don't even look like they're from the same universe to me.
They all go clubbing.
That looks like death. This
yeah.
Looks like
so, but in Battleborn, it makes sense because it's everybody from all around the universe that's coming to try to save the universe. So they are from different places. So they look like they're from different places, but it makes sense because the story is that's the last star in the whole galaxy type of thing.
That's kind of a cool concept.
And that just made sense to me. Because even with the other, what's the other one from Blizzard? That they're doing.
Heroes of the Storm?
No, not Heroes of the Storm. No, because Heroes of the Storm
Overwatch.
Makes sense because it's just... Yeah, Overwatch. Their characters...
Blizzard's doing Overwatch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought somebody else was doing Overwatch because Blizzard had Heroes.
No,
why would they come out with two MOBAs?
Because they're Blizzard. And they know they can
do
it.
Whatever.
Yeah. Overwatch doesn't look like they're in the same universe to me. No. You got a giant gorilla and a samurai.
I mean, it makes sense with Heroes of the Storm because of their little thing, their tutorial is saying they're taking all the characters from the different
universes
and putting them.
It's just the Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
That's literally what it is.
That's kind of cool that they did that. Like, even with Smite, I don't think there's a story with the guy. I mean, they fit because
it's just a whole bunch of, you know.
But, like, there's no story on why they're fighting in the first place.
It's just
place.
Battle arena.
But, I mean,
the gods.
Smite's still a good game, nonetheless.
And it's probably, I mean, you don't need one, but, like, Smite, their stories are already written because they're already in, you know, their
mythology.
Mythologies and stuff like that. But with League, which is brand new characters, they're not in mythologies.
And some of their characters are freaking sick looking.
They look
like,
cool, yeah.
They're really.
I just don't. I never understood why they all look like they're just, you know, random throw-ins. Banging around the web story that we had. What, are you going
to
say something,
Webb? We have a request from chat to talk about a game, but we could talk about it after the last.
The last one is real quick, everybody. It was just a Fallout 4 pre-order guy got his pre-order with nothing but bottle caps.
He traded
his bottle caps.
Bethesda will honor a Fallout 4 pre-order from a cheeky fan who sent a box full of bottle caps as payment. So the guy wanted his Fallout 4 pre-ordered, and he sent them a box full of just regular old bottle caps.
Joke's on him, because I'm pretty sure those bottle caps
are probably worth
it. It's worth more than what he would have paid for the game.
Did he get
that's awesome.
Did he get the special edition one with the Pip-Boy?
Let's see. It's the imager user going by Gator Machete Jr. Posted pictures. Posted pictures of the cap mother load, which he has been saving since Fallout 3. It was 11.2 pounds of crimped metal and dripped booze all in it, and packed in the box, shipped off to Bethesda, Maryland, with a note humbly requesting a Fallout 4 pre-order, or failing that, the return of his life savings. Apparently, the ship costs were quite steep because, again, it was heavy, and they probably made the whole delivery truck smell like stale beer. Gator Machete Jr. confirmed last night that Bethesda will honor the pre-order, saying that it was because he was the first person to try such a stunt. Emphasis on first. So don't expect similar results for the collection of Chicago area bull tabs. The Bethesda may rather write return to sender on the box and acknowledge, you know, they're not going to do it, basically. Put it that way. And it doesn't say which type he got, no. He's probably just got the basic.
You know what? That's cool, though. I commend him because he's been saving since Fallout 3.
Which is crazy.
So you've been planning this whole time.
Yeah.
He was probably sitting like, one day this is going to be brilliant.
And it paid off for him.
And it paid off.
It's the longest play ever.
The longest play ever. Yeah.
My God.
He's probably still working on his wife. He's like, yeah. Met her in a coffee shop 7 years ago. And she will be mine.
I've talked to her twice.
Yeah.
And it's like a 20-year plan, like in Dumb and Dumber.
Exactly.
He's been playing a joke for 20 years straight.
I'm glad that they honored it, though.
That's cool of them to do that.
Like, they could have literally just been like, no, get the smelly bottle caps out of here. What is wrong with you?
They probably had a good laugh about it, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm like, this guy paid in bottle caps? First of all, his name's Gator Machete.
Gator Machete.
Yeah, I butchered Machete.
As a Mexican, you shouldn't butcher Machete. Half the year gone by, gentlemen. Just about, right?
It's just about. June, that's six.
So half the year has gone by. We've had a couple of games come out. 2015 has been kind of upsy-downsy with the games here. Batman has come out and done some great things. And this is from a website called Stuff.TV.
Before we get into that,
You had a game. Sorry, we had a request.
Oh, we have a request. For Honor, they want to talk about that.
For Honor, yes, we spoke very, very briefly about For Honor on our panel because Janice Davis got to play it.
Yeah,
That game to me looks like it doesn't look like it's a full to me $60 game. I'm going to put that out there right now.
But
it does look like it's a game that I would definitely, play. Maybe a $30 game, I guess, because it's got the Titanfall syndrome, in my opinion.
Yes, because all we saw was multiplayer.
Yes,
we didn't see any sort of campaign. So
no campaign. Have you seen For Honor?
I haven't seen anything on For Honor.
So For Honor,
I just know it's samurais, knights, and
Vikings. So the thing that actually got me when I was watching the video, it didn't look like it was just straight up hack and slash. You know, like you weren't just going out there and you weren't just like...
What video did you watch? Because the one I watched was like that.
So it looks like a Dynasty Warriors type of game.
Okay.
You know, but this medieval type of feel. And the nobodies. So you know how there was NPCs in Titanfall, but then there was real people?
Yeah.
The nobodies you can hack and slash through. But whenever you got to an actual person,
it became more of a duel thing.
Yeah. So, like, you had to, like, I guess it looked like you had to anticipate where they were going to strike, like, from top. And then you had to parry and block up top to the side and stuff like that and counter off of everything. Sort of like a Nidhogg fill-in thing. And it was kind of, that's what I got from it. Like a 3D Nidhogg out of whenever you're playing another person, an actual person. Because whenever you're playing the NPCs, you were just slashing away at the little nobodies.
Does it look like it's getting too difficult with like, top right, top left?
No, because there's only three. Okay, only so it's three things. High, low, and... It was like left, right, and top. That's basically what it was. Like low left and right and then high top. Okay. And then you can like counter off of stuff like that. And whenever Janice said something to the effect of the developers told her, don't think of it as like a hack and slash, but more of kind of a strategy. She said it clicked then whenever she got the fighting mechanics. And I was like,
I remember that, I was there, Aaron. Yeah. I was there.
That to me seems amazing.
I remember her saying that, and I remember how excited she was. She was. I haven't seen anything on it. I've been meaning to research some stuff, but just time, man. But I mean, if it's anything like Chivalry, and
that's what I'm thinking too.
I mean, I'm down to play it. I was trying to get you guys to play Chivalry for the longest. Yeah. That was actually pretty fun. But it was that same concept too. It was like, where are you gonna attack? Especially with all the weapons were different in Chivalry, where if you had a spear, you attack differently than if you had a giant longsword or whatever.
That's one thing I didn't see in For Honor is the different weapons. It seemed like if you were a knight, you had that giant long sword. If you were a samurai, you had the samurai sword. Yeah. They didn't show any Vikings, but it does definitely look like one to watch out for. What did the chat room say anything about it? Are they all excited for it? Are they going to get it and stuff like that?
No, they're talking about the Batman game.
Oh, well, yeah.
The Batman game's amazing, people.
And there it is. They requested something we talk about. Don't even want to talk about it themselves. Yeah. Sons of Mothers.
That was for Blackburn, he was asking.
Oh, well, there you go, Blackburn. That's VGG's on
it. Shinobi is the Batman game. Any god?
Wow.
Batman is god.
Terrible.
I'm Batman.
So, that's one to definitely get excited for. And here are 30 other ones that are anticipated for 2015. And we're going to start off big. We've talked about it, you know, plenty of times. It was the only thing good to come out of that FX, you know, Game Awards years back. And that's No Man's Sky.
Oh.
No Man's Sky actually went into a little more detail and showed some of the actual gameplay footage at this E3, where they showed the developer actually go to a random star or whatever and then land on a planet and stuff like that. What was interesting about it was I watched an interview that he did on GameSpot a little bit later. Yeah. And he was talking about how at E3, like 50% of the demos are games that they show always ended with some giant monster coming out, roaring in your face, and then it cuts to black and then says title of the game, 2015 or 2016 or whatever. He's like, I didn't want to do that with this. I wanted to kind of make it kind of the opposite, kind of boring, kind of, you know, more informational than. So that's why he picked a random thing. Like everything you saw, he said it was like literally random in the game. Like just, this is what you get, you know? And then I watched another video where they showed like some more gameplay footage of, you know, people going around destroying stuff. But the more I watch on his thing, the more I'm just like, if this is just a giant sandbox, I'm going to get bored real fast.
Yeah, I can see it getting boring really fast if it's just, especially if you don't have friends with you. Like that is
the biggest thing. That's a huge thing to me.
Exploration. Nobody explores alone. That's
you all right over there.
Yeah, I'm good.
A sad, lonely life.
The thing also was there seems to be no real
objective
or narrative besides get to the, you know, center of the universe or whatever.
Give me some people that are going to attack me. Give me like a random alien races that are, try to kill me.
And see, the thing he was talking about as well is whenever you jump into a battle. So, like, if you see a giant battle going on, you can jump and kind of choose sides, but it really means nothing. Besides, the next time you may see some fleet from that same faction, they might attack you because you attacked them last time or something like that. But there's nothing behind that. There's no motivation for them doing what they're doing. Yeah. There's no...
It's just I'm going to attack.
It's just, you just see two people fighting and
what
you jump
into
it.
What am I doing on this planet, too? Like, what am I gathering resources?
You're gathering resources because you're always... In the game, it seems like you're always crafting. It's like Minecraft, just space. That's what, he's kind of... It's like a mixture between, they said, Minecraft, Grand Theft Auto-ish, but if Grand Theft Auto had no real missions or objectives, you just are in this universe. You live inside this world. You're an NPC inside of this world. And I'm like, that could definitely get boring very fast.
I mean, can you create stuff?
You can craft things, but I think...
Can you build stuff, is what I mean?
I don't think so, though. I think... Like on a planet?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think what you do, everything you craft is all towards your goal of getting towards the center of the galaxy.
That's what you're supposed to do is get to the center of the
galaxy. And then whatever happens out of that. Which I don't know.
And it sends you somewhere else in the galaxy.
I was looking at the gameplay where they were showing like the life on planets, animals and stuff like that, which to me also seems just like more just eye candy. And that's cool.
It's to please.
But what if there was like a code inside the game where there was this thing called like the food chain code, where you go to a planet and there's a food chain from, you know, big to small, what animals are on the food chain. So you, and then you as a player, you land somewhere on that food chain whenever you go to that planet. So if you land on a planet where there's nothing but giant animals, you're lower on the food chain, they will try to attack you and eat you. But if you land on something that's, you know, either your height or below, your height ones might try to attack you, but more likely not to, because
you're obviously some type of a threat.
Yeah. So
which
I'm like,
would make sense.
That'd be cool for just the unintelligent life forms, the, you know, or whatever.
The animals.
But then if this is just a giant galaxy of populated with intelligent beings, you know, on planets, what the hell am I?
Would you have accepted this game more if they were like, okay, you know, we're going to do the 10-year life
hell no.
span? No. Hell it's no. going to come out how it's going to come out now.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
So nothing less. But they're just going to keep adding to it like they're doing with Minecraft. So like later on.
How much am I paying?
We're going to. Same thing. How's it going to come out now? So whatever the price is that they've determined is what you're going to pay now. But they're going to be like, we're going to add stuff. Just like in Minecraft. You're going to be able to build.
Only
be able to.
Literally only. If the game was $30.
Ride a horse. You're going to be able to tame the wildlife.
$30 max.
We're going to add enemies that fly from different galaxies to attack people.
$30 max.
Rob, kill. You could do quests.
And barely even that. I would even say barely even $30 max. Because the other game that I purchased at $10 basically is No Man's Sky minus...
talking about Star Made.
Yeah, Star Made. It's No Man's Sky literally minus the pretty graphics and the life forms. And the like the, you know, the whatchamacallits. But it the animals and stuff. But it literally is the exact same game. So I've seen what the concept of it is, and I can't play that game by myself for that long. And it literally has more, you know, features for your ships apparently now than
Star Made?
Yeah, Star Made. It has a lot more stuff. Like you can have multi man ships and stuff like that now. So it's grown over this time, but I only paid $11 for it. So No Man's Sky is not coming out for $11 because first it's a PS4 exclusive type of deal and PC. So you know it's going to full retail value.
Yeah, it's going to be $60.
So I don't know what they're going to do to win me back on board
dreams,
or.
But it's like the dreams of a select few people that are going to want to play this game through.
Yeah.
It's going to come and go like Evolve did.
Yeah.
And Titanfall and all those other games that, you know, came out. So much big hype came out. Lasted a couple months,
but it's one of the it's on the like list that. Of it's on the list Gone. of games anticipated. I don't know.
Once they said I can explore with my friends, I said I can explore a different game because this one is not keeping my attention anymore.
This seems
Next one on the list we got is Rock Band 4.
We can Rock just keep Band. Going.
Rock Band 4, of course, Harmonix's next alliteration of their Rock Band thing.
X Shinobi said $5 for a pick of my nipples.
That's terrible.
Wow. That's Chris.
It's disgusting.
I'm not really excited for Rock Band 4. Were you a Rock Band fan, Webb?
No, we had it for the Wii and just kind of played it a little bit. Played it more so when we had friends over. That
it's
was
party
about
game.
It. It's a party game.
Yeah, it's definitely a party game.
Yeah, I didn't sit there and was like, "Oh man, I gotta beat this song so I can get to the next level." It was fun, but it wasn't. I'm not a diehard fan.
Unless you're partying like you know the Breaking Bad dude every night.
Yeah.
Then no.
Breaking Bad dude.
Yeah, I don't think that's gonna be a.
I mean, I remember playing Guitar Hero 1 and 2, like standalone by myself a lot, but then after. They started putting all the band stuff. I was like, I kind of just lost interest. I mean, I played it and I bought it, but I only played it when friends came. It turned into the party game.
I think they should just, they might as well just, because if it was me, if I'm Harmonix, I'm branching out and I'm doing, I do it huge. I just call it Music Band and we're going every genre of music. And we're trying to dump, we're trying to dump everything on there, you know.
But see, that's the thing. Like, so now, like, if you do that, now it's going to be harder to put certain instruments because so much stuff is electronic.
Well, no, you still have the same instruments that you would already have traditionally.
True, yeah. That can just, it's not.
They're all button in. They're all controllers, put it that way. They're just controllers. They're not, it doesn't, you know, they're not going to actually make the noise of whatever. Yeah. You can literally have Piano Hero and play with the guitar here.
If he could teach me to play piano, I'd get it.
Yeah.
Because nothing's more sexy than somebody that just comes in, cracks the knuckles, lifts the piano, and then plays
Moonlight Sonata. And then what about all the stuff that we purchased Penny before? Dropper. Terrible. All the songs that we purchased before from the other game.
It's rolling over.
It just rolls over?
From what I remember, I think Jada reported on.
So then how much is this game?
$5?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know.
This
you,
game.
You bought songs?
I never bought anything from that.
Aaron Carter bought the songs for the.
Why don't they just let people plug in their iPod or something or connect their Bluetooth?
Because then you would
then
lose
out on
so much money because I would just play any song that I'd want. Like, download the song and then. Yeah.
It just gives you a correspondent key and timing when to hit it.
Basically.
I don't know. Guitar Hero is cool.
Abby Yard says, never owned Rock Band or Guitar Hero, but enjoyed them while at friend's house. Yeah.
Because it's a party.
Because literally, in your group, one person has to have it.
I was and then you can have a band. With vocals, and I do not sing well. So I was just like, make up my own words. And they would always pick songs like La Bamba.
Terrible.
And I was like, this is racist. But I would sing it.
What's weird, you know, the only person that I know that played that game as if it was, I don't know, like an actual game was Noel.
Yeah, Noel.
Because I remember sitting on Xbox Live with him and all you would hear is click, 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 click.
Are you playing guitar here?
Yeah. And he would just sit and play like it was like freaking Elder Scrolls or something.
Did he rage about it too?
Yeah.
Smashes guitar.
Hit the red button.
It was his life for a little while. And I can't remember who put him onto the game, but may God have mercy on their souls. next one on the list, Call of Duty Blops 3, everybody.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah. Blops 3,
this is actually the first one on the list that I can say that I'm not, I can't really see anything.
You don't want to play it?
No. I can't see anything for seeing it like disappointing in any areas.
For a Call of Duty game?
Yeah. Because I haven't seen boosts yet. There's boosts in this one? I've seen sliding and.
To be honest with you, I think it is in it.
I think we're probably going to have to assume that going forward, any first person shooter is going to have some.
I think it's like hovering. You're going to be hovering, and I don't think it's like a big boost. It's probably like a double jump.
Double jump thing.
Well, that's what Advanced Warfare is. It's just double jump boost.
Yeah, it's still.
But you can like.
I guess you can like hover,
streak to the side and stuff. And they have body modifications, you know, so electronic.
Don't quote me on that because that could be a campaign thing.
I'm quoting you.
Because I know.
You're here first, everybody.
You're here first. No CBS boosts. Here
says boosts in Call of Duty Black Ops.
Yes, boosts. And there's going to be monkeys that shoot out of your butt crack. Yeah, as a
there
kill
you
streak.
Go.
Like on Bruce Almighty.
Yeah. Did that monkey come out she cracked, man? Best scene.
It's going to be the third one.
Movie.
Third one in the trilogy, of course.
That Mexican guy never got a better job than that.
He's in every damn thing.
That was. No, the one, the monkey that came out the guy's ass is in everything.
He's in,
but
yeah.
The guy that said it.
Oh, no, the guy that said it. Yeah, no, yeah, no.
Hey, bro,
the monkey just come out of your crack, man?
Which they said maybe. They also, we reported on the last one that the. Zombie mode might be shown at this year's San Diego Comic-Con. So, you know, that's back. That's a big one with the people. I love the zombie mode, definitely. I would buy
if
a full zombie
said,
game.
We're coming out with all the maps for every single zombie game.
It'd be ridiculous.
I would probably lose my shit. I probably would.
The full reveal is going to come out in April, I guess, like of everything. But
you know what the problem is?
Oh, no, right? No, we already seen, excuse me, a reveal came out in April with that trailer. But we haven't seen any zombies is what I meant.
You know what the problem is going to be, right?
What is that?
It's releasing in November. So you have Fallout, Call of Duty, I don't remember, Halo, I think, off the rope that in.
Nobody
for you
cares,
Halo fans. And whatever other big name titles are all going to come out in November from like a 2-week span, because it's always the beginning. You're going to get all these major titles and it's going to be like, shit, I'm broke forever. Because I'm
pick
not
and choose.
Plays. Yeah, it's going to be tough because Fallout's going to occupy my time. But I know I'm going to want to get Call of Duty.
And starting in November, VGB is going to be taking a hiatus because everyone's going to be playing Fallout.
It's like, hey, you want to do the podcast?
Be streaming.
Let's do the stream.
Do the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm going to fight a Deathclaw in a minute. It's going to take some time.
I'm a little busy.
Next one on the list, Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Okay, that might come out in November.
There's another one there.
That's going to be tough.
Oh, man.
I have actually seen the trailer for that one.
You haven't?
You haven't seen it?
No,
I
have not.
I've seen gameplay and stuff. Later.
It's pretty dope.
I've never really been a Tomb Raider fan. No, and I know it's on sale.
Play the first one.
Play the first one.
I shouldn't say first one. Play the
one,
remake.
The remake. Yeah.
It's really, really good.
Is it on the Steam sale? Is Steam sale even going still?
Steam sale's done.
Damn it.
Yeah.
But I know Square Enix always does like sales out of the blue. I've seen it multiple times.
Go pick up your Xbox One now and then get it.
It's toughy.
You're gonna get it anyway.
I am gonna get it. Like,
you might as well.
Literally, I have like the money and everything now. Like,
bro, what are you waiting for?
I'm waiting on Fallout 4. That's what I'm waiting.
You're gonna wait until the game comes out.
You can play Batman right now, man.
Could I?
What are you doing?
Could I?
I showed you that thing where you buy an Xbox. It's a 1 terabyte, and you get a free game.
Yeah,
and one of them was the new Batman. And this fool does not want to do it.
It's killer because I have a 500 gig Xbox and I had to go buy a terabyte external hard drive.
I was about to buy like a 5 terabyte external because I'm done with 500 gigs right now.
That's crazy that you guys are doing.
And I've literally
only downloaded. How many games do you own?
The free games, and I probably have like maybe 4 or 5 of them installed.
Yeah.
At 50 gigs a piece. Like, what?
They're huge games.
That's crazy. Yes. Yeah. That is freaking crazy.
And I don't know if it's because they're early games and maybe they just don't know a way to compress it or something. So those memory things are just filled up.
All right. Next one. Of course, if you knew Rock Band's coming out, Guitar Hero had to come out too. Direct competitor type of deal. Guitar Hero Live is coming out, of course, for your Xbox One, PS4, 360, Wii, PS3. It's doing everything. I don't know what the difference is on this one. It says Rock Band is returning, so naturally it's going to be a battle between the bands again. Guitar Hero Live mounting a comeback as well, except it won't be a full band, but just a return to the guitar roots. Oh, well, there you go. Right there.
So they're going back to the
guitar
roots.
Just guitar.
It says, and even that's changed. The guitar now has 6 buttons, 2 stacked rows, 3 across. An in-game note lane altered as a result. Set against live video crowds reacting to every action. Live video crowds? That's what I want to know. So what?
It's probably pre-recorded stuff.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Sounds like a big step
forward.
So I was about to say, is it like really people that...
they can go on the
concert, they're periscoping?
You're right. Because I'm like, if it's going to be like live, actual live people, it's going to be a lot of people just dick shots.
You suck.
Just standing up.
It's Teen. Was it Teen Wolf? The guy
just,
with
yeah.
penis hanging out.
This is going to be Chris. A whole bunch of dick shots. That's all it's going to be. Another one that I'm not really excited for because, of course, it's just a musical band. Anybody in the chat say anything about any of these upcoming games?
Let's see. They want Call of Duty to crawl into a dark corner and die.
How dare you?
I'm kind of feeling them, though.
Triax is...
But I kind of feel them, because like I'm saying, the Maddenization of video games is terrible.
But see, the thing with like...
I understand...
Why I can tolerate it is because of that 3-year difference.
Yeah, I understand the developer difference.
I really like Treyarch's Call of Duties.
I understand the developer difference, but it's still... I don't know, it's that taste of it's a Call of Duty again. Like, it's another Call of Duty. It's another Call of Duty. I can see that. It's tough.
I'm still going to buy it, though.
Next one. Oh, yeah. They got any more? What else?
Well, no. I was going to say, we've hit the hour mark. I don't know if we want to close it out for our audio friends. Or we're going to give them an extra long show tonight.
Let's hit up...
Just do a nice couple, long show.
Couple more of these for our audio people. We might split up the list and do, you know, some next... this is a long freaking list. And they're all games that
we... And we can talk for days.
Yeah, we can talk for days about this game.
Peaches. I can eat a peach for hours.
Next game on the list. So we'll do like three more. Next game on the list, Just Cause 3. Anybody play Just Cause 2? Because I did not.
No.
No.
It's been in so many movies. I don't know. What movie is it from?
Face Off.
Terrible.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
I think you meant the actor has been in so many damn movies because he has been in
He's Bangkok movies. Dangerous.
Right? Yeah.
So Just Cause 3. Look, we love Grand Theft Auto. And Sunset Overdrive was in. But there's no open world series as wildly, ridiculously fun as Just Cause. We're excited to pull out the grappling hook and parachute with Rico Rodriguez once more.
Woo! He's not even Mexican. He's like some island weird race that they made up for the game.
Just Cause 1, when I played Just Cause 1, you would literally sometimes get stranded in the middle of nowhere with stuff. And have to run for a long distance, and it pissed me off. Like, no vehicles around you.
And that's probably why they put a lot of vehicles.
Yes.
In a suit, a grappling hook.
Yeah.
And a parachute. I think I said parachute already.
Mediterranean Islands are going to be on this one, I guess.
Jerry said Dr. House? ?
Terrible. What else we got on here? Not one of my favorites, but I guess people are apparently excited for this one. Mighty Number 9, a.k.a. Mega Man. That's another one people are excited for. Halo 5 Guardians.
Yep.
You going to buy that one day one, Web?
Yes, I am. Day one,
uh-oh.
I don't know.
Uh-oh.
I almost never buy games day one.
That's a good, smart move.
Because I value my money.
Exactly.
and my time.
If you value your money out there, you should definitely wait 30 days.
30 days, that's
a bit
long. And
get your money back.
Yeah.
Wait 30 days, price drop, boom, get your money. Get it all ready to give up and
in bottle caps.
Unless, this is what, when you start seeing, like, if you look around line and you see, like, you just get this crazy buzz of just people like, oh my God, this game is amazing.
Oh my God, Guardians is better than Halo 1.
Then yes. But if it's very, like, low key and maybe you see one or two sites, like, oh yeah, it's a good game. You know, 7 out of, temper yourself and then go for it. Says Microsoft has Halo Master Chief Collection to tide over the series with the updates, with HD updates, existing core entries. But the Atrium, that is not even the word, Aaron. But this autumn is when the first-person sensation makes a true gen leap. The multiplayer beta test introduced some major tweaks in the competitive formula, which seemed to go over well. Made it into Call of Duty, in my opinion. If you look at the freaking testing for that multiplayer, it literally is Call of Duty.
Oh,
for the Halo. Yes.
And that's why I'm excited. Halo, I like Iron Sights. That's all.
Halo 5's new engine is running at a cool, crisp 60 frames per second. It's probably going to be a definitely, you know, popular game. Comes out October, and you're going to have so much coverage on this game. It's going to be ridiculous. So get ready for Call of Halo
Call
5.
Of Halo.
That's going to be...
Guardians. Leviosa.
And then we will... ended up on this one here. Metal Gear Solid 5 Phantom Menace. Phantom Menace.
You can't see my boner right now.
And that's a good
thing. But it's fully erect.
Metal Gear Solid
Again,
5.
That couch cushion is yours now. You can take
Thank
that
you.
Home with you.
I'm going to take liberties. And
terrible.
The Metal Gear, Fantastic Four all over it.
The Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zero provided an underwhelming start to the next MGS rollout.
Yes.
You bought that one, right?
Yes, I did.
A very expensive extended demo, if you will. That's
yes.
what they call it.
Yes, it was.
Wow.
I was actually upset. The game's not bad. It's just, it should not have been that price.
How much was it?
It was like 30 or 40 bucks. I'll say it's 40. Yeah. And it was like, you could literally beat it in, I mean, an hour.
Story
of
my life.
If you really like went super fast, probably like 30 minutes.
Says the full game looks downright jaw-dropping. No surprise considering the seminal stealth action series pedigree, but still the footage from the free-roaming exploration and combat, along with wild new tactics and typically good storytelling, has us thrilled for its debut September 1st. You gonna buy that one day one?
I already have that.
Because yeah, you're already you're an MG fan.
That's a given.
Webb, what do you think about the MG Phantom Menace?
I've ever played any of the Metal Gear.
Yeah, games. See, I'm on the same boat.
Even game, bro.
Great.
Wow. Okay.
Jesus,
terrible,
man.
Well, that was,
you know,
not
what's
even
terrible
half.
Is your gaming career. That's what's terrible. You're
okay.
Stuck in Halo.
Until I started like hanging out with you guys, my gaming, quote unquote, gaming friends were limited to playing Call of Duty, and nope, that was about it. Call of Duty. So,
wow.
You guys are spreading my palate.
Gross. And to end it on that
we're
one, definitely, we are going to wrap it up on that one. Next
stretched.
Week, we will attempt to complete the full list of more anticipated games. Maybe I'll just throw it in as a segment in between something else, you know, just to kind of give some variety.
Maybe we can talk about my Spider-Man MCU idea. Yeah.
All right, we'll think about that when we awesome. Do that. For the real David Webb, Stephen Gutierrez, I'm Sir Aaron Carter saying, have a great 2015.
Let me bang,
I
man.
Do let you bang. Hey.
Let me bang again, man.
I'll let you bang.
Let me bang again, man.
I'll let you bang.
Let me bang again.
Let me bang.
Let me bang.
Now go fuck yourselves.